Good afternoon, PCA.
Hi, this is Shinda. Sorry, I just missed your call. Returning your call from Family First Home Care.
Yeah, I was. My name is Kanisha. I'm the service coordinator for Michael Fagan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
I was calling because I just got off the phone with Ms. Bristol. She was explaining to me about being in a different Family First agency, I guess, and she wants to switch with the agency that you are with.
Wait, you said Michael Fagan.
Yes.
Okay, I think that was the yeah, she was confused. She was reaching out before. Wait, let me open that, Michael. Yes, okay, this was going back. She was reaching out. She wasn't aware that there are two different Family First home cares, and she wasn't aware that she was switched like a month ago back, almost a year ago in October of 2024, that she was switched over for some reason. She never asked for that to the other Family First.
Okay, okay. So she wants to switch with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. So I actually tried calling her. She didn't answer, but, yeah, she was interested in switching back.
Okay, okay. So your agency is Family First as well?
Yeah.
Okay, Family First. Okay, and where are you located?
We're in 1 Winding Drive in Philadelphia.
1 Winding Drive?
Winding Drive.
Philadelphia. Okay. And the number, the 551 number, is that a direct number?
The number you just called is my direct number, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. As far as like an a tax ID or an NPI number?
Yeah, so I have the tax ID and the NPI, but I know that I spoke to someone and they didn't work the NPI. I'm not sure why. I could give you both and see. I'll just give you both and see if you could find our agency. For some reason, I had some problems with the NPI lately. It wasn't showing up with 1 insurance company. So the tax ID is 822-843-555.
Okay.
And the NPI is 189-125-2755.
Okay, awesome. As far as the start date for Ms. Bristol, have you guys spoken about start dates yet?
No, because I think I called her yesterday. She didn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Does she have to reapply with you guys, or is she set to?
Yeah, right. Let me take a look exactly if there's anything we need. Loretta Bristol. Okay, I'm trying to see. I think I'll have to ask the right team regarding if she needs to. She doesn't need to reapply everything. You might be able to just maybe she needs an updated physical, maybe.
An updated physical? Okay.
I'm not sure. I'll ask. But I'm just saying that she wouldn't have to reapply from the start. So that's for sure not.
Okay.
We might need some updated documents, but she would need to start all over.
And you haven't been able to get in contact with her?
The last time I called her.
So you want me to try now? I can make a conference call.
Oh, you could do it. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
We tried yesterday. The number it said it was unavailable.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. I'll call right now.
Okay.
Megan, I have Miss Shondell on the line.
Yes.
By any chance, is Miss Bristol there?
Yes, hold on one second.
Okay.
Phone. Miss Cruz and Shondell. Miss Cruz and Shondell.
Beginning in 2018, he impressed audiences as the talented, blunt, and sometimes prickly doctor, A.J. Austin in Fox's medical drama, The Resident. This role was a far cry from Theo Huxtable, successfully redefining him for a new generation. In addition to acting and music, Corona was a producer, and he came on to his own podcast, The Whole Good, in 2018.
Hello? Mr. About your case. Okay, yep, you're here. Sorry, I was in the kitchen. Can you turn it down? Thank you. Yes. Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry. Miss Sandow, is you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Okay, awesome. So I wanted to, Miss Sandell was trying to get in contact with you. So I just decided just to do a conference call since I just spoke to you not so long ago.
Do you want to explain, Miss Sandell? Excuse me?
Miss Sandell, would you like to explain?
Yeah, so we were on the phone. You were confused regarding the other family first. You remember that call a few weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. I do remember.
Yeah. So are you looking now to transfer back to our company?
Yes, you guys just called me last week. I couldn't get back in touch because my phone's down. So
yeah.
When I didn't call you through Mr. Fagan because I put in for my 2 weeks' notice last week when you guys had called back. I said, well, Mr. Fagan, they still want you over in that. So he agreed automatically. But he also was a witness to it, too. So he asked me if I wanted to switch back over. I said, yeah, because they were the original ones we were with.
Right.
So, yeah, do you need his say as well?
So we'll just, as soon as we have, I'll check with our onboarder if we need anything from you, like if everything is updated with the documents. And then as soon as we get the authorization, then you could start clocking in back with our company.
I would appreciate that greatly. And with Ms. Cruz, too, aboard, so I think that will work out.
Of course.
Meaning gets things done, like, you know.
Ms. Sandel, how soon can you find out if Ms. Russo needs to do anything on her end?
Right, so I'll send an email to our team, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
What's your number?
My direct number is 445-444-2330.
And your name?
Tanisha.
Tanisha. And you said you're from PCA?
I am, yes.
Okay, so you want me to get back to you, or we'll just reach out to...
If it's okay if you could get back to me, I just want to make sure that she's good to go, and then we can do, you know, the call to the PA how the one is to create the authorization.
Because what are you looking for from me when you say good to go? Don't my papers just transfer over to you guys? Don't the case just transfer over?
No, I just want to make sure that there is that we don't need any, maybe we might need any like updated documents or maybe a medical form. We might need a new physical. I'm not sure, so I have to ask.
Okay, right. Understandable. Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll get back to you. Is your phone
okay.
working now? I mean, because I tried yesterday.
I'm sorry?
The call didn't go through.
What happened? I'm sorry.
I tried calling you yesterday, and the call didn't go through. So
no, my phone is down. My phone is down, so I use Mr. Fagan's phone number.
Oh, his phone.
Emergency. Yeah. So tonight, I'll have it back on tonight, of course. So it'll be back on tonight.
So, wait, let me just make sure I got his number. Is it still the 267-407-8559?
Oh, no, my number's changed from this.
Okay, then that I have another him. One, 267-607-9424.
That's Mr. Fagan's number. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so the other one I could just delete, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's probably why you didn't get through altogether. I thought just because my phone was off for 2 days, so.
Okay, so we'll call that number, and okay, so I'll ask and I'll get back to you.
I appreciate you. I really
okay.
do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Sandel. Thank you.
Sure. No problem. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms.